Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pits, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Throwing it down. It's our Sunday night, the sports mass, and tournament is the key word of the night. Tonight, Colin Morikawa wins the Workday Charity Open tournament. The MLS tournament continues, and it's not easy for the MLS to pull this off. TFC and DC United have tried to play a million times already. Another postponement earlier in the day with TFC and DC United. They're going to try another time in the morning. They had a couple of tests come back. They were inconclusive. They didn't know. They erred on the side of caution. The Montreal Canadiens, reports out of Montreal, are three Montreal Canadian players have just tested positive for coronavirus. The National Hockey League's bubble and hubs are set to open on July 26th. They want to start playing hockey on August the 1st. And listen, the National Hockey League has been very, very prudent, patient, and everything else in between, putting their hubs together. It was a smart move, bailing on Las Vegas and putting both hubs in Canada, where the virus is nowhere near as rampant. But with that being stated, I thought it was short-sighted and risky to have the players report for duty on the 26th and start playing on the 5th. I like what the NBA is doing better. The NBA already has everybody in the bubble. If somebody has it now, they'll be able to be isolated. They'll be able to come back potentially. The NBA gave themselves room in the bubble. Now, speaking of bubbles, the bubble has been burst, baby, and it's unbelievable what's going on in Columbus. We told you tournament is the key word of the night tonight, and the basketball tournament keeps on delivering. And, you know, how the hell should we be surprised that a team named Sideline Cancer is just playing with as much freaking heart as this basketball team plays with? I've never seen anything like it. I'm not getting in front of these guys. And I told you a couple of days ago that this Marquette team was going to the final. We cashed a ticket with that. We've been crushing this tournament, but you can't win them all. And shame on me for falling for the hype for Overseas Elite. And once again, the hype gets crushed. And Ken on Campus is going to step up and in. Looks like the Washington football team is going to have a real name in the morning for real. Sports Rage late night again. Mentor.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
To say this MLS is back, heard of it, it's been a challenge would be an understatement. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Sports Rage, late night, get on the grid at Sports Grid. We appreciate you joining us in whatever city you're joining us in this evening. Last night, we threw it down in Vancouver, and we had a little get-together. It wasn't really a live show or anything like that because we are in the middle of a pandemic, and it was a great time, and you know, the place, we watched the UFC. We crushed the UFC. So shout out to everybody that we met last night. Nate, our boy Juice, Jesse. We met Hickey for the first time. Coach John. Coach John was in the house. Buckeye fan was in the house. And we were at a bar called the Red Card. And it's interesting because we got a bunch of yellow cards. In today's day and age, man, you know, the bars are open, but you're not allowed moving around. And you have to stay in your seat. And they don't even like you standing up and stuff because, you know, they just want you sitting there in your seat. We were there like 30 minutes. There was like five warnings. There was like, hey, guys, you got to stop. Like, and, you know, people would, hey, I'm Red Sea. And they'd come up to my table. Hey, what's going on? They'd be like, listen, you guys can't walk around. All right. You're not allowed walking around. And they take your phone number when you go in for contact tracing. It's and then after, when people are drunk, and I've done it myself, but I was more conscious last night. So guys are like, you know, they're talking to me about the UFC and stuff, but then they're leaning in. I'm like, guys, you back up for a second. You just think, you know, it's a pandemic, you know? I said, I don't mind being here, but, you know, let's, and our boy Jess gets a table. He's like, hey, I got us a table. It was like a penalty box, guys. Yeah, the table was like a penalty box with, like, after a brawl. Like, we were all squeezed in. I sat there for, like, 30 seconds. I'm like, I'm not sitting at this table, guys. Like, well, time after time after time after time, Colorado had its chances in this this soccer game here this evening. And here we go now. It's a 2-0. Salt Lake just scored again. So for those of us that have the under 2.5, well, we got to viciously stress this out. And anybody that's been watching the MLS today knows what screw jobs can happen in this league. Like that game or earlier today between Sporting KC and Minnesota. Listen, I was resting and recovering after last night's party. And, you know, I'm watching a game a bit. And I'm like, all right, we're good. 1-0, 1-0, 1-0, 1-0. And then I see a late goal, 1-1, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I knew they were going to score again, guys. I swear, I knew. I knew. I was sitting here hungover, and I see, and I'm like, oh, God. I said, why do I know someone's going to score in here? I just know it. Like, you know what I mean? I just know it. Someone's going to score again in the next, like, minute or something. It happens a lot, guys. If you watch soccer a lot, this crap happens all the time, man. Like, there's always goals late. Now, like, in this game, just kidding. Like, there's just a missed penalty kick. We thought, all right, we're doing well. Listen, I have an alternate total 3.5 parlay rocking here, too. But I really need this game to stay under 2.5. And if I wanted anyone else to score, I would have preferred it was Colorado to make it 1-1. I got a small play on the draw. That's not happening. Salt Lake are all over these guys, man. Like, oh, my God. Like, there's going to be a goal, like, any minute type thing. Like, we're not going to be able to get through this. Here's a turnover. Like, God, you guys suck, man. Like, Colorado, you guys blow. Like, what are you guys on? Like, you on, like, space cake? I know everything's legal up there. Isn't, like, magic mushrooms legal in Colorado now even? Are you guys on mushrooms? You on space cake? What do you want? Because you guys blow, man. Oh, no. I got to shut up. Now they're about to score. Oh, God, this is going to be a stressful. Well, hey, listen, we got live sports back on the show. Sports Rage Late Night, baby. Just imagine in a couple of weeks, we're going to be raging about NBA basketball in the late night hours. Why did I bet on the Phoenix Suns? I won't be betting on the Phoenix Suns.
Very much. So speaking of basketball, we'll get into a little NBA. From what I understand, LeBron James and Anthony Davis are both not going to wear any social statements on the back of their jerseys. I'm actually pretty surprised. But then I guess, like, now when I think about it, I'm really not. LeBron James is about LeBron James and his brand. And, you know, he says that the messages don't resonate with him, that he's not down. Like, it's not, you know, it doesn't resonate with what his message is, these jerseys. And, you know, all right, kind of a weird answer, bro, but all right. Anthony Davis's answer was more direct, at least, and honest. And, you know, Davis basically stated that he thought about it, that he considered wearing, oh, no. Oh, God, like, I don't know how, like, we're going to keep this under 2.5. Salt Lake up 2-0. We're in, like, the 80th minute or so right now, going into the 80th minute, man. And you just know there's going to be a late goal here somewhere. Stressing out the under 2.5, like I know a lot of our listeners are right now. And we're gonna break it out. Big Man on Camp's going to join us. We've got 3 games tomorrow, actually. We've got a triple header of MLS action. I got to tell you, these games, they're getting better right now. I don't know if it's just because these teams are better or, like, if Salt Lake are better or whatever. But you could tell right away, like, they were creating scoring chances. Like, it's like a real soccer game now. Like, we kind of missed out on this, guys. Like, for a little while here, it was free money. Like, they're useless. They can't score. It's a Montreal Impact. Like, that game, like, they could have played for 10 hours. They wouldn't have scored. You know, now there's chances. It seems to me like the West Coast teams are better. Like, we got, like, don't forget, we haven't seen the LA teams yet, right? The Galaxy and LAFC. I'm looking forward to seeing TFC play. Yet at this point, I mean, man, they were supposed to play 2 times already, and the game's been postponed twice. I bet this game overnight. I'm all hammered on Saturday late, and I'm like, oh. I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm going to make it through. It's like 5 in the morning. I'm like, God, a TFC game's on in an hour. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to make it. I better get the bet in. I wake up, and I'm like, what the hell happened? I'm looking for the score. I can't find the score anywhere. I'm like, and I see my money still there in the account. I'm like, what the hell? Like, I'm like, am I crazy? Like, is this game not today or something? And I thought, I'm like, I bet you it's COVID, right? Yeah, COVID suspension. They took a couple of tests. They were inconclusive. So they said, all right, well, listen, we'll wait till tomorrow to play against the 3rd time. So, yeah, so as I was saying, so LeBron says the messages don't resonate with him. And Anthony Davis says he considered it. He thought about it. Like, he's not anti-message. But he said that he plays for himself. Which, I got to tell you, you know, I mean, I like his honesty. Like, LeBron should just say, listen, I'm LeBron James. I sell a lot of jerseys, and this is the playoffs, and we're going to the finals, and I'm not putting my name on my jersey. Like, you know what I mean? Like, LeBron's pulling a Jordan here. Like, yeah, I'm not getting involved in this. Like, right? And AD, I like, was honest. AD said, my name is Anthony Davis. I play for myself, my family name. And he says, every time I step on the court, I'm representing my family name. And he goes, I thought about it, and I've decided that I'm going to represent myself. It's like, all right, at least you're honest. Like, I think that's like LeBron. I'm actually surprised, though. Like, if you're LeBron, bro, like, why don't you wear one of the messages? And another thing is, too, you could have worn whatever the hell you want. I know there's, like, they were pre-approved, but if you're LeBron, you could have said, yo, I'm wearing this. And they would have said, okay, LeBron, right? And you could have sold those jerseys. You could have sold those jerseys and then given money to causes after with the profits of the jersey, you know? From what I understand, 285 players. I think there's only like 17 guys that aren't. I think there's only, we'll get you the exact numbers, but I think there's only like 17 guys or so that aren't wearing something on the back, and LeBron James is one of those 17 guys, and Anthony Davis is another one of them. I get it. Some players don't like it. Like, some players are saying that they weren't in on it. They said, these aren't phrases that we came up with. Like, they just gave them to us, and we find it patronizing. Right? So we'll get into that a little bit. We'll track this game. We're going to pray to Lord Gambler that we can escape in this Salt Lake, Colorado game. We'll stay under the number, but sports are back. Get into this, the 22 seed, man. Big man on campus going to step up. I believe he knows the coach. We'll break it down. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Rage, late night. I'm Renzi. And your rage, 844-843-6879. I know the phone lines are already ringing, but we got a guest stepping up and in right now. We also have some breaking news in the late night hours here. The Los Angeles Lakers, we were just talking about LeBron. LeBron says he's not going to wear any of those statements on the back of his jersey. Anthony Davis either, but that's the least of the Laker fans' concerns right now. Avery Bradley already not playing. And I tell you what, after this news, they're going to be like, Avery, come on, bro. We need you. You know, the common fan thinks, oh, Avery Bradley, oh, it doesn't matter. Avery Bradley is like a good defensive player. Like, the Lakers aren't very good defensively. Like, Avery Bradley did a lot of things that, like, real basketball people understand his importance. There's a reason why he's on the damn team, all right? And people rolled their eyes, oh, Avery Bradley gone. Well, now Rajon Rondo's gone. And it's not coronavirus. Rajon Rondo got hurt. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Lakers have, like, listen, we this is all about LeBron. It's all about AD. But somebody's got to play defense. Somebody's got to handle the basketball. You got J.R. Smith. You got Dwight Howard. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, Rondo was ripping the hell out of his Motel 6 room. Now he gets hurt. Dude, 2020's a disaster, man. All right? Like, just, like, you're going to see it. Like, we're gonna play sports and stuff, but it's just going to be one story after another every day. Oh, yeah, Canadians have coronavirus. I don't know. Are they even playing? All right, big man on campus steps up and in. Big man. What's going on, big man?
Doing well, Gabe. Hey, I wanted to report, I know this is probably big news in Canada, but in Hamilton, the mob boss was murdered Friday. Big story. The Musitano crime family is no more. In Ian Cameron's area, Pat yeah. Musitano was killed Friday night. Big news.
Yeah, yeah. There's a big it's a pretty best way of putting it. Yeah, it's a pretty Italian area, actually, in that area. There's always something going on there. But Bano, the mean streets of the hammer. That's why we say big men.
Who would have thought? I know the mob was big in Toronto, but
it's like Steel Town. Now, you know what it is?
Okay.
So Hamilton is sort of like would be not quite Long Island, but imagine like the business goes on in Toronto, but then they go back to their houses in Hamilton. You know what I'm saying? Like Hamilton's hour outside of Toronto. They can build like big properties in the middle of nowhere, like big mob castles and stuff like that.
Yep. Makes sense. Okay. I mean, I knew a little bit about Hamilton, but I didn't. I know they're on their last legs up there, that family. But big news in Canada. But yeah, hey, you mentioned Lakers. Fascinating.
I was just going to say, there's an area in Toronto. It's called Woodbridge. Okay. It's where the racetrack is, Woodbine Racetrack. They bet the most per capita out of anyone in North America. I'm dead serious. Like, it is the heaviest bet, like, region in North America. Like, you have Las Vegas and stuff, but I'm talking about, offshore, underground, on ground, like this ground, not ground. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, I remember someone at Wood. I remember someone saying that. Woodbine, they have, like, these crazy handles, and I often wondered why that is. I guess makes sense now. Put two and two together, but
our horse raced at Woodbine. We finished last. We got crushed, but nevertheless.
Yeah, that's a good track. A lot of good horses. I wanted to mention the Lakers. I could agree with you totally. I mean, you got to wonder. Does LeBron James run the point? Is that where we are? I guess it's really really concerning now that Rondo's out. You're already out, like you said. Does Avery Bradley just say, you know what, I'm back? Does he have to come back? Who runs the point? Is it LeBron? It's not. Who's it? Quinn Cook? I mean, it's a real mess now.
It is. And listen, LeBron sort of de facto point guard as it is all the time, right? LeBron has the ball in his hand when he wants the ball in his head. But as you stated, it takes away pick and rolls. It takes away, you know, pick and pops. It takes away a lot of things suddenly if LeBron's handling the ball, right? And just imagine how much easier it becomes if you're Kawhi Leonard. It's like, all right, you got LeBron with the ball. We're putting Kawhi on him. Like, you know what I mean? And then suddenly it's like, you got problems. Kawhi's better than LeBron. Mm-hmm. Like, Kawhi will terrorize LeBron James. I'm not saying LeBron won't have, like, production, but this is bad news for the Lakers. Like, you lose Bradley, you lose Rondo. I mean, we know it's about AD, and we know that it's about LeBron, but, guys, it's more than a two-man sport. And you look at these other teams. The Clippers are deep, man. Clippers are deep. The Raptors are deep. They can throw different guys at you, and they can really, really harass you. We'll check up on the Lakers' numbers here, but –
I will say real quick, just on this one other thing with the bubble. I mean, I can understand in baseball if you don't want to play. I mean, obviously you're going to be interacting with your family. There's no bubble, so I obviously understand that. And the money obviously is messed up this year. But you know, I still look back and I wonder, like, what why is Avery Bradley not playing in this tournament? I don't understand. I know he has kids, and I get it, but I mean, he's not going to see his kids, and his kids are not going to be affected by it. He's going to be tested before he leaves. You know, I get, you know, you have to think of your family and whatever, but, you know, he has a job to do, Gabe, and his team needs him, and it's just a shame.
He's popping up, and word is he's not playing. He said no.
You got to wonder.
He's not.
So if they win a title, does he get a ring? He shouldn't get a ring, right? I mean, he didn't play.
Well, I saw people arguing about that yesterday, and they were saying he would.
So I mean, right, why? He's not there. Well, I mean, he quit on his team.
Yeah, but I want to get into I can't say that. Like, what is the of course, I'm trying to click, and everything has, like, fire block on it. But he had a good reason. He has a good reason, big man. Health of his 6-year-old son, Liam, respiratory condition that makes him a high risk. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I get it. I mean, I just think, I mean, he's going to be healthy.
You and I don't have children, yeah. Right? At least that we know. True. We know. So,
that's true.
It's one of these things, big man. We can't comment on it, bro. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I can't tell I'm going to tell a father about a 6-year-old kid that's sick as if, like, you know what I mean? Can't do it. Like, it's just one of those deals. You can't, like, never talk about a man's business. That's his business. You know what I mean? That's his family. That's his business. Listen, man, he's giving up a chance at greatness himself, too. You don't, like, people act like you think he's happy. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm going to kick back on the couch and eat Doritos and smoke weed and laugh it up. Guy's missing out a chance. Like, the Lakers have a chance of winning the title, big man.
Well, Gabe, I'm going to say this, and I know we have to get a breakup here soon, but and I want to make this clear. I know you had the under in this MLS game, but I got to tell you, I am absolutely disgusted that this over didn't come in. I had Real Salt Lake in the over 2.5 plus 375. I mean, just horrific. I mean, I have had it with this league, the man. I win all day, and then I give it back in this stupid league.
You see that? The rebound, they got a penalty kick. You get the rebound, and then Buddy just blasted right back at him. Dude, I can complain about the bad beat earlier today, but it's hard to say, big man, and if you had the under, you can't say that was a lucky win. Like, how the hell did this game stay under, bro?
I know. It's sickening. I mean, like I said, I mean, I do good all weekend, and then I give it back in this stupid league. I mean, it's just irritating, man. Like, especially because it's just bad play. I mean, it's horrific soccer. I mean, I don't know how they score goals in this league. It's amazing.
Frustrating. The games got better, like, but they couldn't finish it. There's no skill, but I'm with you, big man. And I'm full disclosure too. Look, UFC last night, we murdered it. Like, we crushed it. You know it, man. The TBT list, I was on the wrong side of a game today, but man, I went on a 9-0 run, guys, like today, leading in today. I was on the Marquette team, and then, you know, I lost the overseas lead in the total game. But I've been crushing it. I swear, big man, I don't even want to look it up, but I think I'm like one or maybe two. I think two. I've won two bets. I'm probably like 2-6 or 2-7 in this MLS. Like, I'm not winning, big man. Like you said, I'm just giving money back. Like, dude, I won like $700 the other night, big man. I was like, yeah, pretty good night. I was in a good mood. I'm like, man, it's pretty good. All right, bro. I love this basketball. I'm up $700. 4 hours later, big man, thanks to MLS. I gave $450 of it back. You know what I mean? Like, it's like lose. And then, like you said, if I have the over, they don't score. If I have the under, they score in the 98th minute. I can't win with this crap, bro.
Well, no, I had the Marquette game, and I took Silent Kansas with the points. I just thought it'd be close. And, you know, I come back with Sporting Kansas City. They're up 1-0 in the 85th minute. You know, they're defending the entire game. Then they get knocked down to 10 men, and, you know, you just know there's going to be a goal, and you're going to get screwed. And then, you know, this stupid game where I really thought Real Salt Lake was the play. I figured Colorado Rapids can't ever keep goals out. And I had to figure, well, they're good for at least a goal. This seems like a 2-1, 3-1 kind of game. But I got greedy. I should have just taken Real Salt Lake to win the game. But, yeah, I mean, I'm just going to kind of just avoid. Right now, I have no idea what's going on.
I know we got three games coming up. And the worst part is, big man, you talk about, like, isn't it the synopsis of this tournament? Well, so we'll break down. We'll get into the basketball, the basketball tournament, side like cancer and the Eagles and stuff. But it's so symbolic. So what? We're gonna try to cap this TFC United game again? What, for the third time? They've tried to play twice already. Now they're playing at 9 a.m. Even the players must be frustrated at this point.
I think, Gabe, you got to just kind of give this a week or two and just kind of let it kind of get a game or two under their belts, get used to everything. I mean, because how do you really cap it? Like, how do you cap tomorrow's game?
You can't cap some of the
players out. It's just,
I think you take the unders and you hope for the best. That's my strategy.
Yeah, that's true.
I figure bad, like you said, they can't finish these guys. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night. Little Sunday Night Sports Mash Tournament. The word of the night tonight. Morikawa. Great call by Cam Stewart. Cam takes Morikawa often. He had a piece of Morikawa. I look forward to seeing how much he cashed tomorrow on that. The basketball tournament continues. The MLS tournament continues. Underbetters dodged a million bullets. So for everybody that was complaining, because it seems like everybody's betting the unders, so everybody was complaining about getting screwed over with the under earlier in the day. like I did in that Minnesota Sporting Kansas City game, you know, we got to say it goes both ways. As our main man, Joey Odessa, always says, after a bad decision in the UFC, speaking of which, Max Holloway got screwed last night, that, you know, you're going to be on some bad calls. You're going to be on some good calls and, you know, everything else in between, good beats, bad beats. And we remember the bad ones more. But as the big man, our main man, big man on campus, just got screwed over. He had the over of this game. Like, man, the penalty kicks, a million chances. Like, it's a crazy league. It's a crazy league. We'll get into the MLS a little bit, but let's get into this Sideline Cancer. So I know you know the coach of Sideline Cancer. I've been on him a couple of times in this tournament, and I know how scrappy they are. And, man, Marcus Keane's just killing it, man. You know, it's been the Marcus Keane show. But, you know, I thought they were going to run out of gas today. You know, the points, I knew it was going to be a close game, but I'm like, overseas elite, I think could pull this away. But it really showed, big man, and we talked about it a lot last week about this tournament. It really showed, like, Sideline Cancer, these guys are a team. Like, they're a team. Like, they, you know, they give the ball up, they play. The overseas elite guys, they're mercenaries, man. They're just a bunch of ringers. They don't know each other. They've never, like, they practice twice together. I overestimated it. It's one thing for Joe Johnson to take over against the Hurt. Sideline Cancer battled, and I'll tell you, big man, that Marquette team is damn good. And I was on them a couple of games ago against the Syracuse guys, Boeheim's Army. I knew, and I like the Dayton team, but I knew they were going to be Dayton today. They're just good. They're men. They've got like 30, 33-year-olds. You know what I mean? They're serious guys that play in the European leagues and overseas in Japan, etc. They're just a smart team, the Marquette team. Smart basketball IQ. And now you get Sideline Cancer, man, who actually play like with all the heart of a team that you would think that would call it Sideline Cancer. And they play Tuesday night, prime time. I'm glad because people are going to get to see it now on prime time Tuesday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, big man. Yet how the hell do we go against Sideline Cancer now? But they're going to be in tough again. That Marquette team's good. And that Marquette team made it to the final last year, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you can go against them. They're going to be underdogs in this game. And, you know, look, I don't want to take anything away from the Golden Eagles. I think, you know, Darius Johnson Odom is a really good player, and Elgin Cook's terrific, and Jarvis Williams done a nice job for them. But like you said earlier, I mean, the best team with the best player in this tournament is Marcus Keane and Sideline Cancer. They seem to just play really well together. I mean, whether it's Diamond Stone down low or, you know, Jamil Artis, I mean, out of Pittsburgh, might be the best defender in this tournament. I mean, he did a great job today with, you know, Joe Johnson, with others, Maurice Creek. I mean, what a player he's been for them. He hits the winning shot today. And look, I don't want to keep talking about him, but their coach, Charlie Parker, my guy, he's done a great job, and he seems to really, I think, get this team to kind of believe that they can win this tournament.
And
you know, they've been close. They've been there. They do. They really do. That's a really good way of looking at it. And I think the Golden Eagles is going to be a great final game. Cause I think both teams have, you know, obviously great stories and great, you know, great kind of journeys to get here, but I'm not getting in front of Sideline Cancer. They'll be an underdog too. I think we'll get a couple points of them. I'll be looking to take them here. I really like this team a lot. I hope they win.
And you know what? I was going to say, I think Marquette will be -2.5, and we have a number. They did not hesitate.
Okay.
We've got a number. Golden Eagles, -2.5. Over under,
152.5.
I'm not messing with the total. This could be a lower scoring. They're playing, guys, literally, they're playing for $1 million this game. Like, this is winner take all, $1 million, guys. $1 million. And the Sideline Cancer guys are donating, I think, like 100K. Of their mill, like, because they got to get paid to play and stuff, right?
I mean,
so instead of like 100,
I mean, Gabe, the road to get here by Sideline Cancer is just, I mean, it's impressive. I mean,
22 seed.
You win the first.
I wanted to say that, big man.
Yeah, and they won.
All these other teams, you notice, like, even overseas elite, they got tight. The money team that were damn good, they got tight in the Elam factor. All these teams seem to get tight late in these games, big man, except Sideline Cancer get better, bro. It's like it's their time or something. It's like, all right, like, they're always excited. They always seem to have momentum going into the last 4 minutes. And it's always like, here they come. Here they come. They just, they get better.
I mean, something that's kind of
pressure. You saw that today with the guy hitting the three. They were like, they were all over Keane. They're like, no, I got this. Boom. Deadly. game shot winner.
And they're pretty unbelievable defensive. And they held Challenge ALS to 66. Boeheim's Army scored 48 and Overseas Elite 65. I mean, that's a pretty damn good trifecta of games. Not only did you win, but you won two by double digits and held both opponents under 70 points. I mean, I'm not stepping in front of them. And as you said, they just keep to get stronger and stronger as the game goes on. I think Keane is the best player in this tournament, and I'm not stepping in front of them. I thought it'd be 3.5, 4, but I'll gladly take 2.5. I'm not jumping off this train. I hope they win. I really do. Because as you said, you know, they're sharing some of the money as well with cancer research. And it's a great story out of they're kind of from my area, this team, kind of a lot of the players. So I really hope they get the job done.
Yeah, it's good. It's a great, great story, Sideline Cancer. 22 seed guys out of 24 teams in this tournament. They've overcome one obstacle after another. I they've probably been underdogs in every game. You know, I'm thinking back, like, maybe once.
I think back to the first game.
Yeah.
I remember when we played, remember they played the Ethan Happ team and they beat them, like, late. I want to say they've been underdogs in every game. They were an 8.5-point underdog today, Gabe. 8.5 points. I mean,
unbelievable.
What are we giving this team 8.5 points for?
Didn't get anywhere near it. Their defense really slowed down Overseas Elite. I was going to say it's too bad that it's not tomorrow night. I'm all fired up for this now, right? And I think, listen, you guys play Journey afternoons all the time. So now you would have had time to rest and then play Monday night. I think Monday night would have been cool. But you know, listen, I'm not going to tell what ESPN had to program their
network. I don't
really
want this to end. I wish,
I
wish we could do another tournament.
I know. Oh, yeah. It's disappointing. Quick. Oh, it really does. And I'm curious. I want to see the ratings. I haven't seen the ratings. I'm curious to see whether people are tuning into this as much as they should be. That's why I said it's going to be really cool to see them play in prime time, right? So they're going to get a 7 o'clock Eastern primetime game. It's going to be Tuesday night, but they are playing for $1 million, guys. And it's basically 100K each per player, essentially. Like it's 110K for some guys, 100, whatever. But Sideline Cancer, I believe they're giving 100K. And I think some sponsors are matching them too if they win. So it's a great story.
They're getting 75 grand apiece.
So okay, so instead of 100, they all gave up. Perfect. So they're getting 75. And we should know too, right? These guys get paid to play in the tournament too. Like they're part of teams. You know, big man, next year, bro, we got to get into this. And I don't mean play, obviously, but we can support their team. Like, you can financially invest in the team, and you get a share.
Yeah.
You get a share if they win.
I kind of would.
So, like, I think how cool it would be, like, if we had a piece, right? Like, if we put in, you know, $1,000 in a Sideline Cancer or whatever, they give 10% of their share to people that invested in them, too. So, you would, it's like, they got to make money, right? So, people invest in their team, you get a share. Sponsors and stuff like that, they'll have sponsors. Mayweather owns a team. Chris Paul. Because these guys can't play for free. You know, guys, they're getting paid. But now it's real. Now, and normally, guys, it's $2 million to the winner, actually. They're playing for less money this year because there was less teams. Last year, there was
in a sad year for
64 teams.
In a sad year for sports, Gabe, this has been a shining light. This has been a shining light for sure.
And if you think about it, well, I was going to say it went off without a hitch besides Eberline Drive. Eberline Drive had to leave the tournament. And they were a pretty good team, too. They were like a 5 or a 6 team, all those Michigan guys. But they had to go. But you're right. Everything about it has been great. If you think, like, the basketball has been great, the competition has been great, the betting has been great, people have enjoyed it. Fantasy, I see guys that love DFS. They're eating it up. They're loving it. I see, like, our boy mid-major Matt. People that love college basketball have been loving this tournament. The way it looks, big man, like the court with the banners and everything, it looks badass. You know what I mean? Like the NBA. Listen, the NBA has to. Obviously, the NBA is a superior product, but hey, NBA, pay attention to how these guys did this because it was damn good.
And this
right?
they didn't need any
BS crowd noise either. Hey, big man, there was no BS crowd noise or anything either.
No. I mean, you could hear the coaches. Listen, I don't think there's one thing about this tournament I don't like. I mean, everything. And this just goes to show you that the NBA could be a really, really cool. I mean, it really could be kind of an intimate thing. And I know people aren't going to like it initially, but it's an intimate thing now. You're going to hear the sneakers. You're going to hear the coaches. You're going to hear all that stuff. And I'll tell you what, Gabe, I mean, you look at, you know, even the analysts, I mean, Fraschilla is as good as it gets.
That's right.
He's one of the best ESPN has. Yeah, he's got something on everyone. He's terrific. I mean, the sideline reporters are solid. Everything they do is just tip-top. And it's such a small tournament. They've been able to really kind of shine through. And this just goes to show you that if you kind of plan something, it can work. And it has worked outside of the Eberlein Drive. And they had a good idea. Just pull them out. And move on. And for the most part, it's been fine.
Yeah, you know what? You can buy jerseys. I was on their website. They have gear and stuff. I'm going to get I don't know if I'm going to get a jersey, but they have those cool TBT ones that the warm-up shirts, long sleeve. They're like 30, 35 bucks or something like that. Good way to support the league, too. You know, buy some of their gear. Give them a great tournament.
They have merch. I didn't know that. I have to get that. I'll have to get some.
Yeah, I figured a good way to support them, right? Show them, hey, good stuff, guys. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't realize that they played in Toronto last year, too, right? They normally play, like, in front of fans and everything like that. So, down the road.
Well, they usually play at the Final Four. That's usually where the tournament
is.
Yeah. They usually, because I remember when it was in San Antonio, I remember some of the players were down there, and they played during the Final Four.
Yeah, it's a good idea because you get the college alum and in the area and stuff like that, right? That
yep.
You don't want to go see the guys. So, yeah, so the Golden Eagles, guys, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, Marquette Golden Eagles. And, damn, man, they're a good team. Big dudes, rebound, smart basketball. They lost in the final last year. They're hungry. Like, this is a good Marquette Golden Eagle team. Travis Diener doesn't even play. Like, people talk, oh, it's Travis Diener. He doesn't play. It's crazy how close Dwayne Wade is to these guys still, though. Like, I'll bet. Here's a bet.
He should have played.
I was actually I thought about that. Can you imagine if they rolled him out? They said, oh, yeah, we got another Marquette alum playing. Oh, yeah, who is it? Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, that would have been awesome if you would have played.
I was going to say, because I think they were saying Dwayne Wade, like he's been calling these guys and stuff. He's following it and stuff. He played with a lot of these guys. A couple of guys he played with. And they were saying, like, you know, their buddies with Wade. Pretty cool, too. You know, you imagine Dwayne Wade flying these guys in to party and stuff, like after NBA games, stuff like that. They were saying that him and Diener are still real close, you know? And Diener really could party that guy. All right, hang in here, big man. We'll get a couple of soccer picks up for Big Man Sports Rage late night. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Sports Rage late night always flies by. Quick as 120 minutes in sports. Big Man on Campus kicking it with us. We haven't even gotten into the soccer picks yet. We've got a bunch of MLS games. We'll see what's going on internationally. Big Man's been killing it internationally, EPL, Serie A as well. Talking about the basketball tournament. People have really, really enjoyed it. And people also looking forward to the NBA as the NBA playoffs are set to begin in a little more than a month. The season returns. They're going to play 8 games, get their legs under them, which I think is a good idea leading in to the playoffs. So we've got breaking news this evening. Rajon Rondo is going to be out 6 to 8 weeks right now. 6 to 8 weeks. So,
wow.
So that's, let's say, term. So what? August to September. You know what? He could actually be back, big man. Now he would be back in sort of mid-playoffs type deal.
Yeah.
Like the playoffs start August 17th. But yeah, he's screwed. LA Lakers guard Rajon Rondo suffered a significant hand injury during practice on Sunday night. This just happened tonight, guys. Rajon Rondo suffered a significant hand injury during practice on Sunday evening, sources tell ESPN. He underwent medical evaluation on his hand and thumb, and sources said the severity of the injury will fully be known on Monday morning, but he's expected to be out for 6 to 8 weeks. And the source says that it's a significant injury on his hand. What the hell happened there? What the hell happened in there? I wanted to get Big Man's take on the other side, too, about Wojnarowski. Woj has been suspended by ESPN. And even NBA players are now getting involved, saying free Woj. and people are like, Woj, you should just leave ESPN and start your own site and subscription service. But ESPN needs Woj, so they don't want to upset him too much. So if you, we'll tell you why. He basically told a U.S. senator to F off. Unprovoked, though. That was the thing. And, you know, you can't be sending U.S. senators, you know, emails telling them to F off, like, if you're on ESPN. All right, hang in here, pig man. We'll get some picks. Sports Rage Late Night. Bring it.
Hey, everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.